From Capital Public Radio in Sacramento, this is Insight. I'm Beth Ruyak. Let's shift now to some national political news. McClatchy's political reporter who covers the California delegation, Kate Irby, is joining us by phone. Hi, Kate.
Hi there.
I'm not going to ask any soccer questions, but I do want to know about that surprise visit to the Middle East over the weekend. What do you know about it? Who went?
So we know that Speaker Nancy Pelosi, besides her, the only two Californians were Congresswoman Susan Davis and Representative Adam Schiff. But it was about nine of them, I believe, and it was a bipartisan delegation. They went to Jordan and they went to Afghanistan that we know of, and said that they were basically meeting with government officials. They were trying to find out what has been done about the Taliban, and try to address certain crises that may have been the result of troops withdrawing from Syria under President Trump's directive, which we know has caused some instability in the region. And that's pretty much what we know about it right now. They haven't specifically released any statements that they were doing this to try to establish leadership in the region and a possible absence of President Trump's leadership, but that seems to be what they're hinting at.
Speaker Pelosi ended up in a picture that went viral over the weekend. It was the one where she was standing across the table from President Trump. She was waving her finger at him. He tweeted it thinking he was making fun of her. But there was a different reason that it went viral. Would you explain what's going on?
Sure. So Speaker Pelosi made that the cover photo of her Twitter account. So clearly, Speaker Pelosi thought that it was, and her team thought it was a positive look at her. And you had a lot of people online who said, you know, this is a representation of Speaker Pelosi being the only woman in the room and at the table. And it was, if you haven't seen the picture, it's like 30 different people in this room, and she is the only woman.
And she's standing, and she's, the only one standing.
Mm-hmm. And she's standing, and she does have her finger up, and she's very clearly talking sternly to President Trump, whose expression is kind of flippant about whatever she's saying. So she and her supporters and most Democrats really liked that image and felt that it was her standing up to President Trump, whereas President Trump apparently thought it made her look crazy and unhinged. Her supporters did not agree.
You mentioned Adam Schiff. He is the chair of the House Intelligence Committee. Republicans are going to try to force a vote apparently on the House floor tonight, and this is a resolution to censure him. I don't know if you have an update to that, but at the finish line of this, it sounds like it's going to be blocked. What's the latest?
So, yeah, there's not a whole lot of updates yet. We'll see how that vote goes tonight. I would definitely expect Republicans to go forward with it. I would also definitely expect it to be blocked. Republicans do not have a majority. They can't really do a whole lot about this, and Democrats are pretty solidly behind Representative Schiff. But President Trump did tweet about it today. He tweeted his support for censuring Representative Schiff. If your listeners didn't already know, this specific measure is because Representative Schiff did a dramatization of the Ukraine phone call that President Trump had. He kind of imitated Trump's mannerisms, but he was saying things that weren't actually in the phone call. And he and his staff called it a parody. Republicans basically said he was lying about what was in the call, and that's what brought this about.
By the way, more news today. As if there isn't already enough happening, there was announcement that the G7 summit would not be held at Trump's property, as was part of the controversy at the end of the week last week. California was mentioned, Kate. Not a lot of people think that seems likely, given California's position of resistance.
No, and also geographically, it's probably not likely. Obviously, you have a lot of European leaders who are coming for the G7 summit, and California would not exactly be a convenient location for them, in addition to the issues that the Trump administration has had with California.
Political news has been in such an intense time, but are we shifted into a different gear right now?
I would think so. I mean, the news cycle in D.C. especially, just news cycles only last a few hours, and then it moves on to something else. We used to have a couple days, and then maybe someone would move on, or maybe a week, and now it just seems like there's something new every few hours around here.
So just for the Republican side of this, California Republican Kevin McCarthy was... Kevin McCarthy apparently told reporters he thought it would be appropriate for Schiff to be censured. We talked last time about Devin Nunes and his opposition to the president. So what kind of traction are the two of them getting?
So I would say that they are speaking for a decent portion of the Republican Party, especially in the House at this point. A lot of House Republicans are still supportive of President Trump, still don't support the impeachment inquiry, but it is not uniform. There has been, like, Francis Rooney, who is a Florida congressman, who was a Republican, said this over the weekend that he did think there were some concerning things that President Trump has done, that even though he did not support the impeachment inquiry, that he was looking forward to what the investigation came out with. So I wouldn't say that all Republicans have kind of adopted this same, we are going to defend Trump, Democrats are just overzealous and just trying to impeach him no matter what kind of attitude that you see from Minority Leader McCarthy and Representative Nunes.
Okay, I want to wrap this up. It's your choice, Kate, where we go. Either what's happening this week in the impeachment inquiry, or if you want to say something about the words Hillary Clinton was quoted as saying over the weekend, inferring that Tulsi Gabbard is working with the Russians or even a Russian asset. I think that was an unexpected headline that has a lot of people talking today.
Yeah, it was odd. I mean, so Hillary Clinton went on a podcast and or show and basically said that she didn't name Tulsi Gabbard by name, but everyone seems to be in agreement that that's definitely who she was referring to. And Representative Gabbard has gotten some support from Russians, so it seems logical. But she basically went on without evidence and said that she's a Russian asset and she's being pushed by the Russians. And now you have President Trump who is saying that he doesn't think Representative Gabbard is a Russian asset. And it's just a very bizarre tale. There's really not any evidence behind it that we've seen. And Clinton, I assume, purposely did not name Gabbard when she made those accusations because she either doesn't have any proof or doesn't want to come forward with whatever proof she did have.
Well, if you used to be looking for a day of breathing space, now I don't think you can even find an hour out there, can you? And it's only Monday of a new week, Kate.
Yep. And by Friday, we're all exhausted. And then we come back and do it all over again.
All right. Thanks so much for your time today.
Have a good one.
You too. That's Kate Irby. She's McClatchy's political reporter focused on the California congressional delegation. And Ken Rudin, the political junkie, will be back with us on the first Monday in November. You're listening to Insight on your NPR station, CAP Radio.